it's your girl Madison Chase, and we are talking HBO Insecure. And I don't have to tell you, I have a special guest. Dun, 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 dun.
James Earl Jones.
What's up, everybody?
Yeah, keep watching. Stay tuned.
I just took a flip with
Hey, you can do your DJ whisper right here.
I just smoked a blunt with your girlfriend.
Go Darius.
I think that I'm done with your girlfriend.
HBO Insecure.
I live in my business.
Whisper.
I've been trying to tell
you. Okay, so this is HBO season one.
I think that I'm
We're talking episode six. Guilty as bitch. Sickles, flip flops, whatever you want to call
dark
it.
Dark chocolate.
Dark chocolate in the house. But right now we got some caramel chocolate in the house. Tristan J. Winger, otherwise known as Darius, soft baby voice ninja from Awkward Black Girl. And you do James Earl Jones impersonations? Yeah, that's super dope. So that's why we had to do the intro. So, yeah, we're going to get to you. I'm Madison Chase, and you can find me at Madison Chase Fit on Twitter. And so, my co-host, ladies.
Hi, I'm Paula Bryant Ellis, and you can reach me on Twitter and on Instagram, P. Bryant Ellis.
I love the way you say Twitter. Like, it's so proper. I love it. I'm Oriana Leo. You can find me on Twitter at Miss Oriana Leo. It sounds so sexy. And on Instagram, Oriana Leo.
Perfect. And Tristan, we can't leave you out. Where
Absolutely
can we find
not.
You on Twitter?
You can find me, Tristan J. Winger, on Twitter and Instagram.
All right. And that's Tristan.
Tristan. T-E-N, not T-A-N. Oh, mm-hmm.
Exactly. We want to make sure we talk about it. So, since this episode is called Guilty, we don't even have to take a poll to see who is the guiltiest because Miss Issa Rae. And it started with the guilty breakfast.
Yes.
And the crying and the tears. So you're a man. And I saw that you're in a relationship on your Instagram page. So did you like kind of watch and put yourself in that position? Like, is this what people do when they're guilty in a relationship after you sleep with somebody? Like, I don't know because I haven't slept with anybody. So I don't know what to do. I'm just trying to figure this thing out. So from a man's perspective.
Not that you would be speaking from experience.
Exactly. Not at all. Yeah. Not at all from experience, babe. I love you so much.
So what would you say? Like, is this like a... How do you feel about this episode?
Now, are we talking about if I were in Lawrence's shoes or if I were...
Issa's.
In Issa's shoes.
Yeah, in Issa's shoes. Yeah.
Ooh, that would probably... You know, I...
Let's be real.
I feel like I would probably do the same thing. Like... You know what? Ah, man, I can't tell her right now. I know what I'll do. I'll make her breakfast.
Right.
I'll make her all favorite things. Waffles, babe, you want waffles? Ooh, and
you got all bacon. Real bacon.
Because that turkey bacon, sometimes it just doesn't cut it. Get out of pork bacon.
It's going to make up for all that I did last night.
Right.
Yeah, but I like the fact that we saw her because people wanted her to admit to what she did.
Yes.
And so when you see that opening scene and you're like, yes, she's going to do it. And then she does it. Yeah. And then it's like he pimp slaps her.
I love it.
Cat Williams love style. Yeah. Like, I was like,
I know. I mean, that was one of those scenes where I wanted to call him and go,
right.
You're acting, right?
it was a great scene.
Yeah,
I love that that was her little vision of, like, this could go really badly because it's ridiculous.
Right.
He would never do that to her.
Right.
No matter how badly she treated him or betrayed him. So her mind's really playing tricks on her to keep her from telling the truth.
Right.
And I love the fact that it was kind of like a flip. Like, instead of her rapping, we see this other thing in her head, this other visualization of... What could happen if I tell him the truth?
The truth. Mm-hmm.
And so instead of the truth, we get the passive aggressive, awkward black girl, Issa Rae, Issa D.
But she said that in the very beginning. That's what I do well.
Yeah.
Very passive aggressive, right? She says that in the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, but the thing that I was thinking about was like she was giving so many hints because she said, splendid. How was your day? And he was like, splendid. He was like, oh, so we're using splendid now? So I think he kind of senses something is gone awry.
Right.
Maybe her panties have fallen off in the wrong place. Right. But he really, like, I think he senses something in this episode that something is not quite right.
So, well, he does.
Go ahead.
I was going to say he does, but he has no idea that that's the path he's getting ready to go down, mm-hmm. right? Yep. He sees mm-hmm. this change, right? It's awkward, but that's not anywhere his mind is getting ready to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My feeling on this was like he's accepting what she's giving. Like, yeah, it might seem a little odd, but you don't think twice when you love someone and they're doing mm-hmm. something wonderful for you. You're like, right. baby, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. and that really broke my heart because yeah. I want to love Issa. And in this episode, I'm really, really, really disappointed in her. It makes for great television, great storytelling, but on a human level mm-hmm. of like feeling for Jay, like mm-hmm. just, oh my gosh, mm-hmm. Lauren, sorry. Like just like, oh my gosh, mm-hmm. the sense of betrayal. Mm-hmm. is so huge and that she obviously should never have done this, but there's so many opportunities to make this better or right or at least do the right thing mm-hmm. yeah. that she just lets pass on by.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah. Mm-hmm. And that only is going to add to it, right? You know,
it is. The
after
guilt.
What you've done, you now insult him because you can't cook him breakfast and think that's going to
make yeah. up for the fact that you fornicated with somebody yeah. else.
Or not exactly. even someone else, but someone else you have feelings for, that you have
and
history with.
And your ex. Mm-hmm. And the fact that he's sensing something and she's not being forthcoming about really like what happened. Mm-hmm. And the fact that he actually fixed her, the thing that she was worried oh, about God. Was the YouTube.
Yeah. I love her reaction.
And she starts crying. Like
that was good.
Like, yeah. like that's a big like reaction to you taking something off of YouTube.
Well, don't you think that was interesting too? Like, that's what her boyfriend does. He's an IT guy, she did. And she didn't even consider or think about going to him.
Right, mm-hmm.
right. She runs to Dark Chocolate, Dark Daniel.
Yeah,
oh my
Dark
God. Daniel. And then what does Lawrence get in return? He gets betrayal brunch.
With the pork bacon, though.
With, sure.
With real bacon.
Cool. With real bacon.
With real bacon.
No, oh, not yeah. so much.
Tastes yeah. like betrayal.
This It does taste like betrayal. I feel like this is kind of the typical, what I would expect a man to do, right?
You think a man would do that?
Yeah, a man would cheat and then
flowers.
Be like, I'm not going to tell you. Yeah. And then I'll make you breakfast and I'll do something nice. Like,
and buy you flowers. That's normally when I think women get flowers.
Yeah, but well, what'd you do?
After that, yeah. Like
Lawrence doesn't see it, right?
He doesn't see it.
He doesn't see, like, what?
At all.
What, why are you doing this?
Yeah.
But he's just happy. I think he's happy now because he's been working on this business plan for 4 years. So
well,
he's
and
totally
now,
happy.
Remember, he's stepped up. He's gotten the job. Yes. Mm-hmm. He's gotten off the couch every day.
He has boobies chasing him.
Yeah, so he's thinking he's being rewarded for that.
That's
what he's probably thinking he's being rewarded
sense.
For, right? Mm-hmm.
That totally
Not knowing
sense.
That all this has happened.
Yeah. Has it happened?
Yes.
It's about to really
It's really about
happen.
To go down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love the, like, when you look at Molly's character, like, they're both kind of doing the same thing. Uh-huh. But not in the right context uh-huh. because
Molly.
I know.
I
was like, okay, so she drinks. This is one of the reasons why I don't drink. Like you, the sloppy, like coming to somebody's house, the drunk texting, mm-hmm. like it tends to happen when you like get so inebriated that you can't really figure out like what is happening. Like right. I've never said I wanted to be in an altered state of my reality. And mm. so this is why I don't drink. But she ends up drunk mm-hmm. and she ends up, you know, I guess he makes her feel okay about actually coming to his house, sleeping
passing
on the couch,
the couch,
passing out on the couch. Now, okay. What do you think, Jared, as a man, mm-hmm. and you know that you're not the first choice, what would yeah. you have done in that situation? Would you have told her, you know what, thank
and
you.
And she says that at the door, right?
Yeah, she yeah, says it at the door. That. She yeah. was like, bye, Chris, and she blows him off, and then she's basically saying, you're second.
Yeah.
So as a man, you're Jared.
Mm-hmm. I'm Jared.
What would you do?
I still have a heart. And so I would mm-hmm. probably do the exact same thing Jared did. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not going to leave this woman who's inebriated on my doorstep, mm-hmm. who is basically seeking help, is
call
what
her
she's
a taxi.
Really doing.
Right, Uber?
Okay, yeah,
call
you're right.
Her
I can call
taxer.
Her an Uber. I can
Lyft.
Call her an Uber.
Yeah.
You're right. Mm-hmm. But my first mind is to let her inside. Because this is a woman who I still have feelings for, who this is a person who I was like, you know what? Great, I got this great mm-hmm. woman. She's a lawyer. She's mm-hmm. got great friends who are mm-hmm. funny. She's funny. I really dig her. Mm-hmm. Let me make this work. Yeah, come on in. Come on in, couch, and then we can talk about this in the morning.
On the couch or on the couch?
On the couch. Yes! You're right.
That's a great segue, Paula. On the couch.
On the side, you know, chill out on the couch, whatever, you know, stay yeah. right there. You know, I got some water. I can get you some water out the faucet if you want. You can't have no Ross water, you know, that's for me. But you just chill out right there. All right, see you in the morning.
I love it. Okay, so that's a great segue. Let's talk about your character, Thug Yoda.
We love some Thug Yoda.
And Cortez G. West is missing it because he was so excited about that scene.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm.
And you're doing so well. So do you actually know any Crips and Bloods? Don't throw up any signs.
Yeah, we're not throwing up any signs here.
Yeah, no
this
signs.
This is neutral territory.
Peace signs.
Yeah.
Peace signs, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the neighborhood I live in is the neighborhood I grew up in. So it's, you know, South Los Angeles near Crenshaw High. So there's, you know, there's some gang activity there, but it's not exactly what we're seeing on television. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So these are people who I interact with every single day. They're my neighbors. Mm-hmm. So just like this is Issa's neighbor, Issa and Lawrence's neighbor, this is a person.
Yeah.
And so I thought it was very important to portray someone who is real and not just a caricature of a person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we've seen enough of that.
Yes.
And, you know, I just wanted to be somebody real where if people see me and they do actually recognize me, they can be like, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of someone being upset the way that I portray them.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Being a dad.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a dad first.
You do a great job. I love it.
Thank you.
Completely different, because I was like, he's got to be a little bit of that character, but you're totally not that character at all, which I love.
Yes.
Because I see you talk about your girlfriend on your Instagram. I'm like, that's so beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Love is beautiful.
She's the best.
Her name starts with a B.
It does.
So she's in the clear. I got it.
Yo, she got in before the show.
Before the show ever happened. I love it. So, Molly, she is in a bind because they end up, like, doing the F word. I was like, this can't be love.
They're
this
all can't over.
Oh, this is not love.
Yeah, it's lust.
Did she say you still got errands? Is
that what you said? Yeah, he was like, you still got errands?
What did he say?
I was kind of happy for her, just in the as much as this was the most pathetic situation
were
to be
you
in.
Happy for
just
her?
Because at the end, near the end of the episode, she's so blissed out, and even if it's false, even if it's just the story she's made up, like she's trying to cook and like just to see this little tiny glimmer of hope for her.
It's the typical Molly we're seeing,
it
right?
Is.
And she just falls hard.
And you know this isn't going to end well. Mm-hmm. Clearly, we see the whole episode.
It could have ended well, so let's jump to that part.
Yeah.
So they end up having, she cooks for him, and I love that she mentions Chrissy Teigen's
cookbook. I was going to say that's one of the things I
love. That they like bring in current stuff, and then they started doing it again.
Yeah, Cravings is the cookbook.
Cravings is the cookbook, so shout out to Chrissy Teigen.
Yep.
And then they talk about Blue Apron. I was like, they are bringing in all kinds of like.
I'm sorry, if someone mentions Blue Apron during sex, like, you're fired. Like, that's not what we're doing right now. I'm sorry.
But he was like, have you thought
Have you got
I was like, all right, okay. Is this really happening?
Hilarious. Yeah. Great writing.
So it's over if they mention Blue Apron in the midst of.
Yes, that is not, no. That's a no-no.
Bueno. Okay, no Blue Apron while you're doing it. then they started having this conversation about, you know, have you ever.
Relationships.
This is kind of like, have you ever. I've never played this game. Have you ever, like, you drink if you've done something or if you haven't done something. I don't know. I've seen people play it. Okay, so then she discovers that she had a sexual encounter, which is such a double standard, because why can women have this? I kind of get it.
Because it's different, right? That's what her friends say. It's different for women.
But also, she kissed, right? Didn't she say she made out with a girl?
Yeah, she did.
Which is a little, although I would argue in man circles, I mean, I don't know. Let's just say that
because of the parts. Because when
it's
you look
parts.
At the parts,
but
you got two muffins.
But there wasn't even two muffins. It was just two lips kissing.
Okay,
right?
No,
they didn't go all the way there. They didn't go all the way.
They didn't go all the way. But I'm saying when you have two muffins versus a bat and a ball, like.
Yeah.
Maybe that's not the thing.
No.
I'm trying to think.
But if the muffins had collided, would we have a different conversation?
What?
If they'd gone to the next level. Because
the women?
Yeah, because if the guys just made out. Because to me, it is a double standard, but we're talking about different level, like, you know, we're talking about different bases, if you will.
True.
And this is like, oh, how much do I really want to know about you?
But this was, I mean, I think... with the guys, it was their way of making out without going all the way. And right. with the women, it was their way of making out without going all the way, right?
But that's the thing I'm trying to get to. Like, mm-hmm. with women, you can only do so much. Like, mm-hmm. the parts don't really attach, mm-hmm. right? But when there's an attachment or...
It's not an attachment. It's more of an insert.
An insertion, yes. That's what like I was Legos. Trying to say. Yeah, like Legos. When the pieces don't fit, that's a great analogy, Tristan. Yeah, so I think that that's kind of where the yeah. line is drawn. And we, Paula and I had a conversation. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, for Black women, mm-hmm. especially me, like, we mm-hmm. draw the
that's
line.
A deal breaker.
Like, that is the deal breaker. So I totally...
I've been married 35 years. That's a 35-year deal breaker, right? I just want to be real clear about
right.
it.
Right.
It's a 30, yeah.
That's
yeah.
a that's a deal breaker. So as a man, mm-hmm. do you feel like that's a double standard? Like, if your woman said, hey, I made out with my girlfriend, mm-hmm. how do you feel about that?
I mean, I wouldn't feel any type of way about it. Mm-hmm. Right. I would feel very comfortable in our relationship if she were to reveal that to me and be like, mm-hmm. okay, well, that's something that happened before us. It didn't happen yesterday. We've
See,
been
they
together
don't process
for
right. Wait, we
okay,
do.
Now wait about what about way, right? this? What about this? What if it was your best guy friend mm-hmm. that you kick it with all the time and he says, Tristan, mm-hmm. you know what? I've been thinking about you. Mm-hmm. And I would like to experience something with you.
And I would say I respectfully disagree with what you would like to try.
But
let's
he,
talk about
but what
it.
If yeah, what if your best friend yeah. was like, okay, in college I had this experience right. and mm-hmm. shares something with you that's way long ago mm-hmm. and says never happened again, did it one time, wasn't for me, mm-hmm. but I had an experience, an experiment. Like, how would you feel towards
that.
Your friend?
It's all love.
Yeah.
I mean, mm-hmm. I love my best friends. I love mm-hmm. my family. I love everybody mm-hmm. so much. If someone were to reveal something to me, I would accept them because right. that's what we should do.
Yeah. I hurt you.
You know, as yeah. you know, we're supposed to love everybody.
Yeah. yeah.
And so, especially if one of my closest Aww. Friends said, you
He's
know
so
what,
sweet.
I.
That is sweet.
I know.
It's, yeah. it's the truth, too. I mean, yeah. it's how I feel in my heart.
Yeah.
I love you just because something about you, I receive new information about you, that's not going to make me love you any less.
But I also think, too, with Molly, because she doesn't have skin in the game.
Yeah.
There's no skin in the game. It's not like Lawrence and Issa, mm-hmm. where they've been mm-hmm. together for 4 years. Like, they just had a one-night stand.
Is Molly ever going to get skin in the game?
Right.
I mean, second, she just kind of goes from guy to guy to guy, right?
And so now it's kind of like, then she was like, I wish he would have never told me that. And I was like, I'm confused. Like, you asked the question.
And her thing was the visual. She couldn't
yes.
get the visual out
yes.
of her head.
And
so
to
that
be
was the
fair,
problem.
If you find out new information, like you said, deal breaker, Paul, if you find out new information and now all of a sudden, mm-hmm. like you can't mm-hmm. even get past it, like mm-hmm. you own it on you, like that's your issue, not the other person. Right. But mm-hmm. you have to be honest with yourself and your reactions. But I think it's interesting to see how all of her friends weigh in.
Yeah.
Right? And be
and
like, oh,
that
my
was,
God.
That straight, Lee Daniels. That line with, oh, my God.
Yeah.
That was
Natasha
Rothwell.
Natasha Rothwell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's a writer on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't she? She's hilarious. Yeah. I like her. Yeah.
So that was an interesting comment. I wonder how Lee Daniel feels about that. But anyway.
All right, moving on. Debbie Allen directed.
Yes.
Debbie Allen did direct it.
Yes.
And Amy Aniobi
yes.
was actually the writer. But she was actually
and she's
in it.
Yeah. She
okay.
was the flute player.
She was the flautist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. interesting.
And then I love this one. So Prentice Penny's mom was in it.
She was
the big red hat.
Yep.
That Molly Quinn. Yes.
Okay, we got to talk about the Jesus
play.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Whoever wrote that, okay, it reminded me of a series on YouTube called The Black Jesus. Have you guys seen that? Mm-hmm. Have you seen
Nothing
it?
Is a TV show now, too.
Yes.
It's
yeah.
a TV
what?
Show. It started off on YouTube, but it's
on Adult Swim or something.
Yeah, it reminded me of that whole show. So, like, just the idea of Jesus being, like, a homie slash mm-hmm. gang member slash gangsta, mm-hmm. but he's using the N-word, not ninja. Mm-hmm. But I was like, oh, that's funny. Mm-hmm. So the big red hat was Princess's mom.
That was Princess's mom.
That's Penny's
great. Mom.
And
yes.
then we see Ben Corey Jones
yes,
in the episode.
Mm-hmm.
So
coffee
where,
shop.
In the coffee mm-hmm. shop. So mm-hmm. where... Molly and Jared, like, she's like, he's like really being really friendly with the guy. But I guess that's what your mind would do. Like, if you thought your man.
That's what I'm saying. Like, she can't get past this. She's actually, it's interesting, right? Because she's having the same type of imagination that Issa's over here having about what she's done, right? She's on the other side.
Right.
And she's now imagining Jared, and she can't get those images out of her head. Every time she sees him with a guy, she's thinking.
But I like what you said about, you know, she doesn't have skin in the game. Like, you know, she was looking for a reason to not be with him in the first place, right? The one guy that might be better, I don't know, who knows in this show, like, what if anyone's really quality or at this time in their lives. Mm-hmm. But to see her, you know, throw it away, she can't see past it. And that's okay, mm-hmm. but she hasn't been able to see past anything.
A lot of it, right?
It's like foggy glasses. It's just, so it's interesting to see her projecting out of, like, not being able to move forward because of this one thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and she says it. I think she kind of questions herself, like, what's wrong with me? Mm-hmm. Because Chris, Jadena, his character was actually, like, I felt like he was a good contender.
Yeah,
yeah, because he actually, like, helped her out. He saw something, he sensed something, and he wanted to
And I feel like she has to have someone as aggressive as she is. Yep. And mm-hmm. I thought he kind of played that role well, right? Mm-hmm. Because she plays the type of character that is not going to accept or respect, which is her whole challenge with Jared, because he hadn't gone to college, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
She had such a big problem with that. Mm-hmm. So I thought that Chris was a good fit, so I was disappointed to see him exit so fast.
I have a question for you guys about, she does such a great job, Yvonne, with this doe eyes, where she goes, uh-huh, like, as soon as she thinks that the guy might be interested, she, like, her face turns. Mm-hmm. She goes from, like, Molly the attorney to, like, blink, blink, mm-hmm. blink, with the big eyes, and I just wonder, I'm like, does that work?
It's not working.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
it's totally not working.
She got laid if that's what she was going for. Mm. But it's funny how she sort of turns it, like, she goes from real Molly mm-hmm. to this, like, little doll.
Vulnerable.
Yeah.
She tries to say she's vulnerable.
Yeah,
she does.
Because even when she got up from the couch when she was at Jared's house, she was like the doe-eyed, the sexy, hey, mm-hmm. like, good morning, mm-hmm. like the sexy doe-eyed. So maybe that's what she does before she gets off, maybe?
I don't know. It's interesting, another side of her, but I'd love to see them, like, integrated a little more, you know? Like, being a strong woman that can also be vulnerable at the same time and not have to switch it on or off.
And that's her MO, which is her problem.
Right. Mm-hmm.
She thinks that's what she has to do
to get a guy
versus just actually having a conversation with him and getting to know someone. Mm-hmm. But she uses her body. Mm-hmm. So, right, she's using her eyes, she uses her head, we see her use everything, and then she physically allows her body to be part of the deal.
Right.
She consummates before she even knows anything.
Yeah.
Mm, that's good.
That's deep.
Yeah,
I think it was interesting you said about alcohol, because I don't drink anymore either, very mm-hmm. much. I mean, everyone at Christmas will have, like, you know, a glass.
Mm-hmm.
But all of your mistakes go away. All of the bad behavior of, like, I don't want to do that anymore. What's the common factor? Oh, it's drinking.
Kind
of the scourge of society. If you look back in history, a lot of really bad behavior when you're drunk.
Happens,
and no matter man, woman, married, single, anything, it's like when you go to that other side, I mean, you can say drugs, but I don't know anyone that's, you know, got in a fist fight over, you know, because they were on marijuana.
Right.
But, you know, the amount of abuse that happens and just bad, bad decision making. So I'd have to say it makes for a great tool in the story, but in real life, it's also a great tool to just really mess up.
Right.
And be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah. And she talked about doing cocaine. I was like, that's so interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, talking about drugs. I was like, I can't really see. But I guess maybe in law school, like, you're so stressed out and you need to have energy. I don't know. Drink the energy drink. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about Issa and We Got Y'all, because she actually talked about doing a fundraiser in Malibu. And I love that she said, no, how about we do it in Inglewood or let's do it in Inglewood so that people can see, the kids can see that there's beauty in their own community.
Yep.
And I love that she's still, like, insurging this kind of, like, Inglewood is such a great place. Are you an L.A. native?
Absolutely. Born and raised, still living.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I still live there. I'm right there.
Yeah.
So what was it like? Take us back to when you first started working with Issa on Awkward Black Girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
Take us back there, because I think it's so great. I mean, one of the things that I love about this whole journey with her is that she has stayed true to so much of Awkward Black Girls. Original. I was very shocked when they changed the name and they went to Insecure. I couldn't get it. I was like, I don't get it. No, where? Okay, it's got to be Awkward Black Girls. But then as I see it, I get it.
Yeah,
I am so glad that she stayed true to those things that were in Awkward Black Girls. Mm-hmm. But anyway, take us back to what that was like.
Yeah, I remember, and I actually looked this up recently on Facebook online, because that's when I connected with her. I saw she was working on her one series with her brother.
Did you know her before?
Yeah, we went to high school together.
Oh, wow!
And we were in a play together in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And
what was the play?
It was called On Striver's Row.
Okay. On Striver's Row, okay.
Yes, and I was some jive-talking dude in a zoot suit. Everything I said rhymed. It was really interesting.
You both were actors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We both were acting. And, I messaged her on Facebook because she was working with her brother's series, The Fly Guys Present, the F Word.
Okay.
And then I texted her. I was just like, hey, if you need help with any of your other shows, let me know. I want to take my acting career a little bit more seriously. She was like, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And she sent me the script for episode 4 of Awkward Black Girl.
Okay.
And she said, yeah, I want you to play Darius. And I read it, and I was like, okay, cool. It said, the description was, quiet, low talker. And I was just like, okay, well, what low talkers do I know? Okay, well, Michael Jackson kind of has a soft voice.
And just kind of think about Michael Jackson when he talks about this. Everything's right here.
And I was like, okay, well, what does it sound like if Michael Jackson were to whisper?
Everything would just kind of be my
And that became Baby Voice Darius.
Wow, I love it.
So was that her idea? I'm sorry. No. Was that her idea of the character, or she just kind of said a soft-spoken guy?
I don't know. It just said soft-spoken,
and that was
quiet
what you
voice.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay,
no, I'm just going to say, how long after you had said, hey, I want to take my acting career more seriously, how mm-hmm. long until you got that script?
Probably within the next couple of days.
That's amazing.
Wow.
It was a blessing. I'm so grateful.
She's really
that.
Spread the love.
Absolutely.
And so, like, yes, really spreading the love around, which is an amazing thing to see.
Absolutely.
And not only that, she found Sujata on Twitter, too. Mm-hmm. So it's like she was really, she used what social media should have been mm-hmm. used for.
Right.
Like, creating opportunities, connecting with people that she's already worked with. So that's amazing. So let's talk about the whirlwind that now you're on Insecure and HBO.
Incredible.
Yeah, let's talk about that. So what has that experience been like for you?
It's been quite the experience. I've never been in a network environment, so learning that, okay, we have table reads, and we're going to have another table read, and there are going to be edits. We're going to send you more of these scripts. There's going to be more edits, and I'm just like, okay, whatever you guys want to do, yes. Yes, you want to change this line? Great, I'll adjust.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you guys want, I will do it. It's just been an incredible experience. Going to set, arriving to set, everyone there, the crew, everyone was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
All the writers were right there on set as well
mm-hmm.
to give feedback or to make adjustments or to say, punch up this part or try this a different way. Mm. It was just, it's been incredible, and I couldn't be even more grateful.
So was the role of Thug Yoda, how did you do that? So you said when you were reading for Europe for Darius, you started to think about Michael Jackson and then a soft-spoken Michael. How did you create that character?
So, and this is what I do a lot. So I think of people who are maybe are similar. Mm-hmm. And so one of the first people I thought of was, okay, YG, obviously, Bic and Bac being blue. And I was like, okay, cool, so we have that guy. Well, okay, well, who else? Who else can I think of? Who acts this way? And it's like, oh, Ray J. So Ray J just kind of has this thing where he just kind of talks like this and everything. So, man, come on, man. And so that's Ray J.
In third person, too.
So
In third person as well.
I see it now that you
say
it. So interesting.
Yeah.
So maybe Ray J can actually come on the show.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
Yeah, and then you're a father on the show, which
and he's
is
a father
so
too.
Funny. Yes.
Yeah. And so he's going to talk to his daughter a lot differently than he's going to talk to everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else is like real hard like this, but it's like, baby, everything good?
Yeah.
Good. Okay, sweet, I love you so much. Remember, it's a bee house. Okay, no C words. Hey, and so like I was saying, yeah.
Yes.
And so there's that difference there. Mm-hmm. And so it's just a lot of fun to play Thug Yoda.
Yes.
It's so much fun.
A great character. Oh, just to see both sides and to see this hard, and the tattoos and everything is like this hard, but this soft spot.
The love that comes with the
girl.
Yeah,
that's so wonderful to see that.
Mm-hmm. I was blowing Jay up after that scene. Oh my god, I know he's gonna be more episodes. Oh my god, oh my gosh, oh my god. I mean, I just, that was such a brilliant scene when you guys were at the trash can and he was throwing away the stuff that he had bought for her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I love that scene when you were talking to him, like, what's up?
And then,
I bet you ain't put it down in a while either.
Probably what it is.
Very real, very they will, for sure, for sure. Yeah. Now, can you tell us about, I think it's called Black, Mad Black Men.
Oh, yeah, Mad Black Men. That was Xavier Ruffin wrote and directed that. And so Xavier Ruffin reached out to me online as well because he saw my work on Awkward Black Girl. Mm-hmm. And he was a fan of the show, and the premise is basically, you know, there's the show Mad Men, mm-hmm. And there were no real black characters on the mm-hmm. show, but there mm-hmm. were definitely ad men in that world mm-hmm. at that time, and they weren't being displayed. Mm-hmm. And so Mad Black Men is basically about those men who were part of that world, who were not shown mm-hmm. on Mad Men.
On Mad Men.
And so mm-hmm. I played a character who was an artist mm-hmm. who basically designed all the artwork for these pitches and those pitch meetings mm-hmm. and would also go to be advertisements as well.
Wow.
Do you is this a period piece you get to wear?
It was a period piece.
Great,
yeah.
Yes.
I love all those
sexy
guys back here. Mm-hmm. I grew
my hair long and I parted my hair a little bit.
Ooh. Did you really? Did you have to do a little fry dye later?
Yeah, I combed it. I combed it over to the side and I wore a little do-rag to just lay it down.
Wow.
And no wraps. Did you get a wrap?
It wasn't long enough.
It wasn't long enough.
This was right after I cut my hair.
Okay. Mm. Awesome. Because it's pretty long now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might cut again. I don't know.
You're like, who knows?
So let's talk about today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Season 2?
Yes!
Awesome. Are you like
excited? You were blowing up my phone.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Because you actually put it on your Instagram page. The marketing team. Mm-hmm. That's so great.
And I love it.
Yeah, very amazing.
How
so congratulations.
Yeah. How exciting.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So season 2, season 3, season 4.
Yeah, season 5,
Do you have any idea? Not that I know you can't share it. But you can if you want. Do you have any idea about kind of where Thuggetta goes in season 2?
I have an idea.
You do?
I have an idea.
Okay, so can you say how many episodes?
No.
Okay.
It's just an idea.
We'll take the idea. We like the idea.
But getting a second season.
I can be in all of them.
Yes, you can. Getting a second season at HBO is a really big deal, though, because once they hook you on for a second season, I mean, they're really putting their vote and support in you and saying, like, we see this developing. It may only be 4 or 5 seasons, sometimes 6, but, like, I had a great show that I covered here on AfterBuzz, which was Banshee, actually, on Cinemax, mm-hmm. but HBO, you know. And the way they explained their set and their process is so much like the enthusiasm that everyone comes off this mm-hmm. show with. And that I just want to remind you, this is going to be one of the most amazing projects mm-hmm. you ever work on because of the love and because of Issa and from the culture top down. Mm-hmm. That, like, you go onto these other projects and it's like, oh, I didn't realize how good I had it. Mm-hmm. Everyone from that show is like, oh, no, we had 5 amazing years, right, mm-hmm. where we became family. And then it was over, and then they all split and went to other shows and realized, oh, that will never be replicated. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that you guys have that magic.
And Jay was talking about that when he was here, just how different it was.
He did.
To be on this set and the relationships already that are developing. He's talked about that. I've heard him just because of our relationship. Mm-hmm. We're brother and sister for you.
Yeah, he told me.
But it comes through. I feel like that the love on the set and like it really comes through into an incredible product that's better than all those other crappy sets where everyone's afraid, right? Is that when you have this kind of culture, it comes through. And I think getting a second season is a big like vote for that. Congratulations.
I'm so excited.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm very
so excited
too.
For
so
you guys. Good. Yes. We didn't talk about CJ. CJ's was in there today.
Oh, yeah, you did say CJ's.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that is a
coffee
shop, right?
Nonprofit mm-hmm. was like kind of right down the street from CJ's. Remember, mm-hmm. she was coming out of the nonprofit and we saw mm-hmm. the sign of CJ's on the corner. Mm-hmm. I love that we're seeing all of the things that we will not, and I don't know if it's because I'm recognizing them now because I live in Los Angeles, but these aren't necessarily the spots we ever see.
No, we never see Los Angeles.
They pick the same ones mm-hmm. over and over, right? Exactly. It's the same stock footage they show over and over. So LA becomes a character in the story, which makes it even more compelling.
And not just L.A., but Inglewood and Baldwin Hills, like that area becomes the backdrop for kind of what Issa has done with Awkward Black Girl and bringing on the first series and other people that are part of her, I think it's called Color Creative.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So all that whole family, you see like Tiffany. She's actually from a series that Issa Rae produces as well. Mm-hmm. So yes. You see her bringing all of this in and staying true to who she is, which I think is amazing because you rarely have people that do that in this industry.
Yeah.
That want to partner with the people who were there from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. Now, I've talked to somebody from Insecure. I'm not going to say who it is. And because people have been blowing up their phones, they've had to change their number. So what changes have you made since you've been on the show?
Good question.
I cut off my beard.
Oh. I thought you were going to say, I cut off my cable. Right?
No, well, my girlfriend did have to lock her social media.
Did she?
Yeah, somebody took some of her pictures and created a new account.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So that was weird when someone liked my photo and I was like, okay, who liked my photo? That's not babe.
You're like, that's not her.
Yeah, it was really strange.
What?
That's interesting.
You mean they took her out of the photo?
No, they like took a photo from her account and put it as their photo for their account as if they were
her impersonating, and that happens
and then when
a lot.
Liked my
it's disturbing.
Phone, like that was just—it was really strange.
Yeah,
it's really strange.
That is very strange. So that's the only change she's had to make an adjustment, not necessarily you.
True. Okay. Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's not
interesting.
So nice of her.
Yeah.
It's nice of her. And she wants to protect her bae, so that totally makes sense. I would do the same.
And I want her to be protected.
You might not have had to make changes yet, but you will.
Yeah. Right. Because it's coming.
It's coming.
Yeah, for sure.
It's coming.
In a good way.
Uh-huh.
In a great way.
Yeah, in an amazing way. Yes. Oh, wait, we have to talk about because you met Pharrell. So baby boy's Darius met Pharrell. So what was that like? Because he's kind of like a soft-spoken, so amazing.
Yes.
Pharrell, we love you.
Yes.
So what was that like, meeting Pharrell?
I just need to, first of all, say that Pharrell is one of the top influencers in my life because he's so amazing. He's one of my favorite people. He's the reason why I started producing music. And like I was like, okay, I'm a skateboarder and Pharrell skateboarded, and he's just like, you know, be who you want to be. And I'm just like, yes, Pharrell's the best person. And then I found out Awkward Black Girl was going to be on his YouTube channel. I was like, yes. I was so excited. And then when, you know, Issa told me that she was going to go meet with him to film the trailer, I was just like, Issa, can I please?
Can pretty I please come?
Right. And then she graciously was like, yes, of course. And I was like, yes, MVP. And so, yeah, I went up to wherever, it was the director's house, I believe. And then I was hanging out there for what seemed like maybe about 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then they were just like, okay, Pharrell's coming up the elevator right now. And I was just kind of sitting there.
Was that like his security? Does he have security?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he definitely has security.
Oh, yeah.
And then Issa was just kind of like, don't cry. I was like, okay, I'm not going to cry. And so he came in, and I'm just standing there, and I held my breath. I'm pretty sure I held my breath. And then he was coming in, greeting everybody, hey, how's it going, Pharrell? How's it going, Pharrell Williamson? And then he comes over to me, and I'm just like, hey, how's it going, man? Huge fan. I love your songs and everything. He's like, okay, great, man. Mm-hmm. Thanks for coming out. And then he went in the room and he filmed with Issa. And then he came out and he was like, yo, I didn't realize that you were actually the baby voice dude. I'm like a black girl.
Yes!
He came out and I was just like,
did you cry then?
I held it together. I just kept my eyes open. He was like, we got to film something. I was like, I was going
to
ask for a picture. You want to film? Yes, Pharrell Williams. Right. Yes, we could have filmed something immediately.
Oh,
and then we filmed something. He was cracking up, and I'm just like, this is such validation for one of my favorite people on earth.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Just like, this is incredible.
Isn't that
man,
amazing?
Man, what a time.
Yeah, that's amazing when you have a perception of someone, and then it lines up with who they really are. And that's how I feel about Viola Davis. Like, she's an amazing person, and Pharrell is definitely
to have
amazing.
That kind of confirmation. Yeah. Like, so early in your career, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's so unsolicited.
Mm-hmm.
You were just so tickled just to be in his presence, right? To get that 2 minutes of we were we went to a screening of The 13th, and we just wanted to get like 2 seconds with
Ada
DuVernay, which it was crazy,
amazing.
And then Oprah was there, so
amazing.
You know,
talk about holding your breath,
right? And we were like, you know, that purse is Ava, and we were like, oh, we're almost there, and then they came, and security came and took her away. We're like, oh. So to get that, like, yeah, you got that moment, and then he comes back
mm-hmm. and says
about your work as an artist. That's amazing.
That's enough to keep going for quite a while, for to stoke the fire, yeah, right?
Absolutely.
There's so much rejection. Yeah. There's so much, as a creative, you're putting out on the line for people to judge and to leave at the table. And yeah, so all these wonderful things happening to get that validation, like you're saying. That's what a gift. You are so blessed.
Yes.
Yoda. Yes. Yoda. Yes. Yoda.
That's him.
Yeah.
Totally thug Yoda. Okay, so I guess we could talk about the last scene. So Molly, Issa, at a bar. Again, she should know about drinking by now. Like, don't do it anymore. And she confesses, not to the person that she should confess mm-hmm. to, that she slept with Daniel. Mm-hmm. And then
I love Molly's, but I love her reaction.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, he whooped.
Right. I love that she asked, because now you see a real friendship, because mm-hmm. she asked, are you okay? Because mm-hmm. she could tell that, like, this can't be a good thing. Mm-hmm. I know you're probably punishing yeah. yourself, which mm-hmm. she was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she was like, you can't tell him. But then we see on the next episode where Daniel shows up
right.
at the nonprofit, and her benefit. Face is priceless. Mm-hmm. She's like, I can't believe that I'm going to have this conversation. Oh, and we didn't talk about the text message yes. uh-huh. that he sees on her phone that uh-huh. says, so we're really not talking.
Right. Yeah. But I like the scene before that when she comes home from talking with Molly, right?
Mm-hmm.
I love how now she walks in the bathroom and it's Lauren.
Mm-hmm. Yes, in the mirror. In the mirror. That's right? So
getting
interesting.
That confidence, yes. right? Because Issa's in a place. Right? Yeah, yeah, Issa's in a place where she can barely look at herself, right?
Yep, she can't.
So I love the whole symbolism with the mirror. Yes. And so now, as Lawrence's confidence is going up,
that's mm-hmm. so interesting.
He
Paula.
Is in front of the mirror now, mm-hmm. giving himself the pep yes. talk, right? And she's in the background.
Yes. Yeah,
I love symbolism.
That's yeah. amazing. And yes. we didn't talk about the ring, because she's still so guilty about.
Yeah. She couldn't even try one on.
She couldn't even try. She did try it on, but she keeps hearing and mm-hmm. feeling Daniel's mm-hmm. spirit.
Mm-hmm. Huh. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
I mean, she's having these little flashbacks trying to be mm-hmm. intimate with her man, mm-hmm. and she can't because she's having these flashbacks, which frankly she should, and she should feel terrible.
Mm-hmm. She should.
You know, like, if you could block it all out, right. that would probably disturb me more. Mm-hmm. But poor Lawrence, and I'm glad she did what she did, because it would be so unthinkable to have both of those guys in the same 24-hour mm-hmm. period or whatever that is. Mm-hmm. Like, that is so
Molly didn't have a problem
wrong.
With it.
Well,
Molly definitely doesn't have a problem.
But she's also not committed, right?
Yeah.
She's not. She doesn't right. have someone that she's keeping a promise to, yeah. you know? And, like, that's what makes this so yucky.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think we're going to see Lawrence and Tasha. I think that's coming.
Mm. But, you know, we talked about this a few minutes ago. I love that even with the language, because the language sometimes is a lot.
Right.
I love that in the sex scene, you know, this intimate scene where they're making love.
Yes.
That Issa
she's
has
still very
on her
like
bra.
Traditional. Yep. Her bra
but
and her
she
panties.
She has on
regular
granny panties.
Panties.
Pink. Yes. Granny panties. I was like, yes. are those Rite Aid panties?
Yes.
Because they might have been Rite Aid panties.
They might be.
I love that.
Of the looms, maybe, possibly. Right? Those are like the
something,
good.
Because there's something still wholesome in
yes.
this.
Yes, I agree.
You know, just very innocent.
That's a good
about
point.
That.
That's
a, that.
Another really good point, because yeah. the opposite with Daniel is this seductive, sexy, darker, mm-hmm. like other side that mm-hmm. maybe hasn't been explored for a long time, or mm-hmm. if ever, with her. And this is a much more wholesome, mm-hmm. you know, experience. But mm-hmm. there may it may not be.
And then
be
also
balanced.
You see the scenes with Molly or just wherever, like bang, yeah. bang, 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 bang.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah let's yeah. eat dinner.
You yeah,
know?
Right.
Yeah.
And then
so I like that scene with them.
Yeah, I do too. Mm-hmm. I like that there's still a little bit of innocence in their, like, wholesome relationship, mm-hmm. even though she cheated. Which is interesting, because she still had her bra on. When we see flashbacks, we actually see her topless. Mm-hmm. But
the
only
one back
her
scene.
Back.
Right.
Just yeah. of her back. Which is right. still, I like the way they're shooting it. And right. if I were Issa, I would probably do the same thing. Mm-hmm. And even with Yvonne, because I know Yvonne has a stance mm-hmm. that is mm-hmm. not...
That she likes to rock.
Yeah, that she likes to rock. And so she is very, like, we're not seeing anything of her. She's completely covered, which mm-hmm. I think is true to who Issa is, and probably really valuing where Molly is, mm-hmm. i.e. Yvonne Orji, really mm-hmm. is in her life. So I mm-hmm. think that's a great thing. So, mm-hmm. Tristan, we want to know where we could find you on... We already know, Tristan. You do your social
absolutely.
Media.
Absolutely. At Tristan J. Winger.
And do you have anything else coming up? Because I know you said you do music. So do you have anything that you're working on that you want to share with the people out there?
Right now, just doing a lot of writing. Okay. You know,
writing everything to that's happening. Direct, to produce.
Writing to hopefully star in, direct as well.
Awesome. I love it. And that would be awesome. Too?
And I would love to produce music for what I'm writing as well.
Which is so important. Yeah, because you see with Issa's show how music, I think when you watch something that doesn't have music and then you actually see something when the music, like music can make or break a television show or a film. And so we're really seeing this. So for the fact that you do music and you want to produce your own thing. Congratulations.
Yeah,
it's going to be amazing because you've had epic parts, so I'm sure you're going to write something epic for your show as well.
Thank you.
So thank you guys for watching. Yes. I'm Madison Chase, and you can find me on Twitter at Madison Chase Fit. And ladies?
I am Paula Bryant-Ellis, and you can reach me on Instagram or Twitter at P. Bryant-Ellis.
I love Twitter. It's so nice. Cortez is the same thing. I'm Oriana Leo. You can find me on Twitter at Miss Oriana Leo or on Instagram at Oriana Leo. Thanks for a great show, you guys.
Thank you,
ladies.
Thank you.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming, at King XO Bay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.